Hello again. We'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Paul Allison. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Galatians and chapter 5. And the title of this week's message is, Where Are You in the Bible? Where are you in the Bible? And we're going to look here in Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to start with verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I have told you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Now, I ask a question in the title of this sermon. Where are you in the Bible? Now, this is just one of many scriptures that we could have used for an example, but it's got two categories here. It talks about the works of the flesh and then the fruits of the Spirit. And a lot of people, they like to give the Lord lip service. Oh, they like to say one thing but do another. Jesus said, many will say, Lord, Lord, but their heart is far from Him. A lot of people wouldn't dare, deny that Jesus is the Son of God, but they won't submit to His Lordship and follow His will and His Word in their life. And so, therefore, their behavior puts them in a different category than what their lips speak. Jesus said, you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. He said, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. And a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. And a lot of people will just declare, that they're serving the Lord, with their lips, but they get out and do the things of the world. Now, look what it says here. What he talked about, the works of the flesh, here in verse 19, starting with verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Now look at those things. There's people who live these lifestyles and perform these acts all the time that declare they're heaven bound. Oh, yeah, I'm saved. I'm a child of God. But they're committing adultery. They're cheating on their spouse. Or maybe they're shacked up, living in sin outside of marriage. Fornication. And they talk about uncleanness. Well, what would that be? Well, the things that come out of the body, that's what defiles the body. There's all sorts of uncleanness. Lasciviousness. All sorts of different lusts. You look, people get hooked on porn. They look at that trash on the internet, and they buy these dirty books, and they look at all this nudity, and they're hooked on that, and then they go out and they pick up some street walker. Yeah, there's a big bust a few years back downtown here. And I just happened to notice, it was a big sting operation at the Kingsport Police had, and they made several arrests, and in among all those that got arrested was a feller I know, and his daddy's a preacher, and I'm sure it broke his daddy's heart and brought shame upon that family and upon the congregation that man was a part of at the time. And there he is, going to church every Sunday, not missing, hardly ever missing the service, sitting there in the congregation of the righteous, and in all iniquity. And so he'd be at church on Sunday, but then other nights of the week, he's prowling the streets of Kingsport trying to pick up hookers. Now that's a sinful mess, and it's wrong. Look here. And he says, idolatry. People say, well, I don't bow down to no graven image. Well, they some do. But you don't have to do that to commit idolatry. The scripture said covetousness is as idolatry. A lot of people just following the things of this world. They're just after more and more money. And they're after more and more stuff. And their focus is on that. Hey, if the Lord's blessed you with things of this life, you know, you got a nice house and nice vehicles and a comfortable bank account and a good retirement coming, that ain't nothing wrong with that. But that ain't what you need to set your affections on. Set your affections on things above, where your life is hid with Christ and God. And a lot of people, that's all they're about, is money, money, money. More this, more that. More stuff, more stuff. That's all they want. More, more, more. That's idolatry too. Covetousness is as the idolatry. Witchcraft. Oh my land. Hey, I had a feller just not long back. The one that was sitting in our congregation and claiming to be a Christian. Used to help run my old website. Next thing you know, he's involved in sin, and his wife, you know, is just, bless her heart, he just went through so much, and she had to get rid of him because of his sin. Found out he was practicing witchcraft, trying to cast spells. I'd see on that Facebook, he'd put up his horoscope all the time. Hey, I tell you what, that's devilish. So many people, they put more faith in that horoscope than they will the Holy Word of God. But witchcraft. These people practice witchcraft. I remember a little old gal over in Rogersville several years ago. I'd witnessed to her. She made a profession one time, prayed with her. Well, years passed, I didn't see much of her. Run into her one day and ask her if she's staying in church. She said, oh, I go to church every day. Well, every time I hear that kind of alarms me, because generally it's somebody that ain't going to church at all and they just trying to make up their own way. I said, do what? She said, well, I practice Wicca. I said, so you're a witch? She said, but I'm a good witch. There ain't no such thing as a good witch. You ever heard of a good murderer or a good drunkard or a good thief? There ain't no good witches neither. And just like that feller sitting in our congregation, pretending to be a Christian, pretending to love Jesus. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. No man can serve two masters. I believe him when he said that. It's impossible. You'll either love one, hate one, leave one to cleave, or, and cleave to the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot be involved in witchcraft and be a Christian. It just don't work. Somebody's involved in witchcraft, they're either lost or backslid, but they're not right with God and they're not heaven bound. Witchcraft. But you know what? You don't necessarily have to be practicing Wicca to be involved in witchcraft. Now, this fella was involved in the real deal, trying to cast spells and had a witchcraft book and all this sinful mess, burning candles and incantations and all that goofy, sinful, devilish, wicked mess. But King Saul disobeyed God. And the prophet Samuel said stubbornness is as witchcraft and rebellion. Or rebellion is as witchcraft and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Think about that. Rebellion is as witchcraft. You young folks out yonder, you ain't obeying your parents and you got that rebel without a cause attitude and you're going to do things your way, don't matter what mom and dad said, and you're being rebellious, in the eyes of God, that's just as bad as witchcraft. And you're stubborn and you're hard-headed. I don't care if you're a husband or a wife or a co-worker or a neighbor, whatever your case might be, and you're stubborn and you're hard-headed. And you're not yielding yourself to the word and will of God, and you're not being a humble peacemaker in your life. You're stubborn That's as iniquity and idolatry. So idolatry and witchcraft is getting practiced all the time because people are covetous and they're stubborn and they're rebellious. And then he goes on and he talks about hatred. Some people's just full of hate. All the time full of hate. Mad at somebody. They seem like they ain't happy unless there's some type of strife going on. Want to gripe about this and want to gripe about that. But bringing up the past and whine and go on and just so full of bitterness and hatred. God's against it. Variance. Some people's two-faced, wishy-washy. Scripture said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Emulation. Oh, some people just full of jealousy. Oh, they're jealous over this and jealous over that. Wrath. Some people always want to get back at somebody. Strife. Like I talked just a minute ago, stirring up some type of fuss and argument. Seditions and heresies. Now, sedition. Oh, you think about, they just wanting to, I guess, now listen. I ain't saying I'd agree with everything the government's doing. I agree with very little of what the government's been doing lately. But I ain't going to try to go overthrow the government. I believe that type of sedition would be wrong. Now, I ain't saying there's not a time and a place for people to stand like our forefathers did when they founded this nation and declared their independence and our forefathers fought and bled and died for it. But sedition. The powers that be, the scripture said, are ordained of God. Rendering to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's. We shouldn't be trying to overthrow and just stir up a mess. I believe we've got a system where we can go to the polls and vote. And heresies, false teachings, false doctrine, envying. Look at that, right next to murders. And drunkenness comes next. Revelings and such like. Oh, some people like revelings. That party life. And he said and such like. He could have went on and named a lot of other stuff. But let's go back to it from the top here. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication. And that fornication covers any type of sexual immorality. Whether it's premarital, extramarital, man with man, woman with woman, some type of perverted anything you could think of. It's easier to say what is right in the eyes of God. The only thing that's acceptable in the eyes of God is one man and one woman in the bond of holy matrimony. That's it. Anything else, you either got adultery or fornication. Then it says uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murders. You know what? He said, as far as murder, a lot of people, I ain't killed nobody. Well, if you're angry at your brother without a cause, then that's just as bad. And the scripture said that no murderer hath eternal life dwelling in him. Drunkenness, a lot of people, boy, they're hooked on the sauce. Revelings, party life. And he said, and such like of the witch. And look what he says about people like this. Of the witch I tell you before, it ain't nothing new. He's told them about this before. As I've also told you in time past, they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you're living this lifestyle, you're not heaven bound. Well, I'm saved. Well, according to this, you're not heaven bound. Anybody living this is either lost or backslid, but they're not on their way to heaven. Look, I'll take the Lord at His word. That they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I believe God's word over man any day. If you're living this life, so tell me, did you fall into that category? Where are you in the Bible? Or are you down here where we're going to read next? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. And it goes on then. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You living in the Spirit, it ought to be your whole way of living. You walk in it. It's a continuous thing. It's a pattern of life. If So where are you here? Just in this chapter, which category would you fall in? Where are you in the Bible? Jesus said this. He said, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. But whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." So tell me, according to that, he says if you hear his word and do it, you're wise. If you hear it and don't do it, you're foolish. And it's the difference in standing and falling. It's the difference on being on the rock and standing, or being on the sand and falling. Where would you be in the Bible with those categories? Are you labeled as wise by the Word of God, or are you labeled as foolish by the Word of God? See, it's the difference in who's doing it. Not to hear the word is justified, but the doer. He said, "Any man that be a hear the word, not a doer, he's likened to a man beholding his natural face in the glass, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." So, are you hearing the word and not doing it? Or when you hear it, are you doing it? Are you doing it or not doing it? That's the difference in whether you're wise or foolish. So where are you in the Bible? The Word of God says over in Psalms, I believe it's chapter 36, the latter part of one of those verses there says, God's enemies take his name in vain. That's his enemies. He said, if you're a friend of the world, you're the enemy of God. So, different places, different things you can do, God's Word will label you. You, by your actions, label yourself under the Word of God and what God's Word said, you label yourself as God's enemy. But He said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So, are you His friend or are you His enemy? Where are you in the Bible? Are you wise or are you foolish? He said, he that winneth souls is wise, but the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. An atheist, God's word labels them as a fool. But a soul winner, God's word labels them as wise. So where are you in the Bible? Look, that's why I love this here, and of course you can look other places. I believe 1 Corinthians chapter 6 has a similar list here of sins, and it talks about them that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, think about this. This is their lifestyle. So where are you in the Bible? Is this your lifestyle? Are you an adulterer? Are you practicing adultery? I know a preacher. He was a powerhouse preacher. Had a wonderful ministry. Was pastoring a church. Was well known in the community. He was on, I don't know if it was one of the county commission positions or school board or something, but he held an elected office. Well thought of in the community. Had a good job. Wife and children, everybody, the family was well respected. Next thing you know, he leaves his wife and shacks up with another woman. Now, there's no way you can slice it or dice it that he would not be considered an adulterer. Now, I ain't saying he couldn't repent. I hope he has since then. I don't know. I ain't seen him since all this mess happened. When it first come out on him, I seen him, you know, rumors was flying, but since it was confirmed to be true, I've not seen him. Broke my heart. I preached in revival with the man. Before I started pastoring, and he had me as a visiting preacher to preach where he was pastoring. And I'd heard him preach wonderful messages, powerhouse messages. The next thing you know, he has left his wife and shacked up. It's been many years ago. He left his wife, shacked up with another woman. There's no way you can look at that other than anything than him being an adulterer. Well, look what it says. Those that commit such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Look where he put himself in the Bible. He went from being a soul winner who was wise And over in Ezekiel, it mentions it in chapter 3, chapter 18, and chapter 33, that if a righteous man does that which is unrighteous and dies, his righteousness will not be remembered. That's the Word of God. So where are you? And the Bible says, look here, you can repent. If you've fallen into sin, you can repent. If a wicked man does that which is righteous and turns from his wickedness and does that which is good and right, his wickedness won't be remembered. So you can repent, but nothing short of repentance will fix any sin. And that man left his wife and shacked up that other woman. That made him an adulterer. No other way to look at it. Fornication. Is that what you're practicing? Is that the life you're living? Uncleanness, lasciviousness. You know, are you all in this porn and dirty movies and dirty books? Idolatry. Bound down to graven image or chasing what people call the almighty dollar. Listen, there's nothing almighty but God. There's nothing almighty about the dollar. A dollar's on shaky ground nowadays. But a lot of people, that's all they're about. More, more, more. Witchcraft. You practicing Wicca? Or you living a rebellious life? Either one's witchcraft. Hatred. You got bitterness in you? Variance. Two-faced, double-tongued, wishy-washy, emulation, full of jealousy, wrath, always getting back at somebody, holding grudges, strife, stirring up trouble. Blessed, the Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Well, if peacemakers are God's children, then whose children are troublemakers? Strife. Sedition. Like Timothy McVeigh, so to speak. Heresies. False doctrine, teaching lies, all these false religions, envying, oh, just eat up the envy, just always envying somebody else, it speaks for itself, murders, of course there are plenty of people committing murders, but a lot of people just angry at people all the time without a good reason, no good, the scripture said be angry and sin not, there's a right time for anger, but we've got to handle it right. Murders, drunkenness, boy, they like hitting the sauce, like boozing it up. But I had a fella one time, his, matter of fact, it was an uncle, stood with alcohol in his breath, glassy-eyed, reeking of alcohol. You could tell he was drunk. But he said, I belong to the Lord, I'm his child. Seemed like he'd maybe been taught some of them heresies, some of that false doctrine. Drunkenness. Oh, just there ain't no way you can be a drunkard and be right with God. Now, let's see. It says revelings. That party life. Some people just, they just like to hoop it up. He said, and such like I say, he could have named a lot more such things, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past. He wouldn't tell them something they hadn't heard before. That they, now look here, do you believe he's serious about this? I do. That they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If that's a lifestyle you're practicing and you've not repented and turned from it and got cleansed from it, if that's what you're living, you're not heaven bound. Ain't that sad? Where are you in the Bible? How are you living? What are you doing? But the fruit of the Spirit. Hey, boy, there's some good news. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy. Look what differences it is from the things we just named that was works of the flesh. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Think about that love. That charity of God. He said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. That's that love of God. That's a fruit of the Spirit. Love. Joy. The joy of the Lord's our strength. Hallelujah. Peace. I'd already talked about blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Long suffering. We got that patience and we're able to put up with things and we can endure things. Only by God's grace. Nothing that we muster of our own. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's the Spirit. Every one of these things is evidence of the Spirit, that you're being led of the Spirit. You're walking in the Spirit. Like it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit there in verse 25. It's evidence of which side you're on. It ain't something we're mustering up of our own strength. It comes from the Lord. Submitting to His will, submitting to His love and power and strength to work through you. These are fruits of the Spirit, not fruits, the works of the flesh. So you can tell who's being Spirit-led and who's being fleshly led. That's what we're getting at here. Where are you in the Bible? Are you being led of the Spirit, or are you being led by flesh? Remember where we started out talking? There, he said, verse 16, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these two are contrary, one to the other." So that's the difference, whether you've been Spirit-led or fleshly led. Where are you in the Bible? What are you been led by? You've been led by the flesh, or you've been led by the Spirit? People say, "Oh, I'm Spirit-led," but then they're living a drunken life, an adulterous life, a hateful life. Witchcraft, whatever you might find in this list, that tells me that all they're doing is giving the Lord a little lip service, but they are following the flesh. If you're truly following the Spirit, he said there'll be love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. Oh, you know, some people, they're just coarse and harsh all the time. Goodness. See, there's none good but the Father. So the only way we can have any goodness is to be Spirit-led. Faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because those that come to Him must believe He is, and He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Meekness. Meek, be called. Look here, the meek will inherit the earth. Temperance. Got self-control. You don't lose your temper, so to speak. You're changed. You're different. You're not out of control. The Spirit's got control. He said, "Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust." They put that old man away. They've quit letting the flesh lead, because you see what it'll lead to, and it'll lead to those actions that them that do them won't inherit the kingdom of God. But if you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in Spirit. He said, "Faith without works is dead. For as the body without the Spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." If you got a living faith, it'll produce the works, because the Spirit will be moving in your life. Where are you in the Bible? Are you labeled here as being one who is led of the flesh? Are you labeled here by God's Word, His Word, as one that's led of the Spirit? Where are you in the Bible? You got to turn to Jesus and let His Spirit lead. It's the only way you can make it to heaven. Because if you don't, these other things will take control. They will lead, and you'll not inherit the kingdom of God. Until next time, be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.